From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting efforts to end chaos in Libya get an international boost. Diplomats from 17 countries and four world bodies meeting in Rome Sunday affirmed support for a UN-backed plan to establish a unity government in Libya. Among those attending was U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
We cannot allow the status quo in Libya to continue. It is dangerous for the viability of Libya. It is dangerous for Libyans. And now, because of the increased presence of Daesh purposefully migrating there, it is dangerous for everyone.
Libya's two rival governments are preparing to sign the unity agreement in Morocco Wednesday. An agreed to communique calls on all parties to accept an immediate and comprehensive ceasefire once an agreement is signed. The meeting comes amid growing international concern over Islamic State's presence in the North African country. A November report by a UN monitoring group said the terrorist organization had up to 3,000 fighters in Libya, about half of them in the coastal city of Sirte. At least two people were killed and several others wounded Sunday in Central African Republic as voters cast ballots on a new constitution 2 weeks ahead of delayed presidential and legislative elections that are aimed at ending 3 years of chaos. Threats of violence kept many away from the polls.
My satisfaction is great because I was levé ce matin pour venir accomplir un devoir civique.
Bangui resident Rodone Yarafa Emmanuel was able to vote, saying he was extremely satisfied to fulfill his civic duty. If approved, the new constitution would limit the president to 2 5-year terms, cut the power of the military, and ensure religious freedom. Thousands have been killed and hundreds of thousands driven from their homes since Muslim League of Rebels briefly seized power in 2013. This is VOA News. Deadly clashes on Saturday into Sunday between soldiers and members of a pro-Iranian Islamic group left at least 12 dead and dozens wounded in the northeast Nigerian city of Zaria. The army says hundreds of followers of the Islamic movement of Nigerian leader Ibrahim Zakzaki barricaded roads blocking an army convoy that included the army chief of staff. It says the crowd had dangerous weapons and failed to disperse. An army raid later demolished the group's headquarters and Zakzaki's home. Exit polls in France are projecting voters decisively rejected the country's far-right National Front in Sunday's regional runoff elections. The National Front tops voting in 6 of the country's 13 regions in the first round a week ago. The exit polls now show former President Nicolas Sarkozy and his allies the clear winners in the second round. The Hudson Institute's Ben Haddad is not surprised.
The moment when the socialists decided to withdraw their lists from the second round and support the center-right conservative, the Republicans, Sarkozy's political party, it was clear that it would be very complicated for the National Front to win any of the region, to get an absolute majority. The conservatives won most of the regions where the National Front had the chance, but I mean, it's still clearly a warning for the French political establishment that the National Front to get more than 40%. This is unprecedented in French politics.
National Front leader Marine Le Pen had hoped a victory Sunday would propel her toward a 2017 presidential bid. As many as 20 women have won municipal council seats in Saudi Arabia's first election, open to women voters and candidates. However, no final tally has yet been announced. Zubair Iqbal is a Middle East Institute scholar.
The process is very bureaucratic, and the counting is done by hand. Under these circumstances, you will not know the final results for at least 24 hours. At this moment, as far as I can see, it looks like that 19 candidates, women candidates, have been elected. And they've been elected in fairly widely dispersed municipalities. However, what is important to note is that even at 19 or 20, it's still a small number, but it's a landmark.
The late King Abdullah, who died in January, issued a decree in 2011 authorizing women to vote. The United States hailed the election as a historic milestone. In Syria, dozens are reported killed following a heavy bombardment of mortar shells in the opposition-held eastern Ghouta region near Damascus. A Russian destroyer opened fire on a Turkish fishing vessel in the Aegean Sea to prevent a collision. The Russian Defense Ministry called the actions by the Turkish vessel provocative. The Vatican says a papal visit to Mexico in February will include an open-air mass along the U.S. border. Argentine-born Pope Francis will also visit the southern state of Chiapas and the western state of Michoacan. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.